This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Another day and the battle continues across the globe. France and Spain, two of the worst hit countries in the pandemic, were laying out separate roadmaps on Tuesday for lifting their lockdowns while signs emerged that the virus has been all but vanquished in New Zealand and Australia. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on the level three phase of recovery.
Level three does represent, however, is the move towards getting our economy moving again, to getting more New Zealanders back to work, and to opening more of our businesses. Businesses restarting at level three will see around 400,000 more New Zealanders back at work.
But on the other side of the globe, Brazil is emerging as a new hotspot for infections, and new doubts are now being raised over whether Japan would be able to host the already postponed Summer Olympics next year without the development of a vaccine. In Europe and elsewhere, the key question of when to reopen schools looms as nations seek to ease lockdowns and restart their battered economies. The U.S. reopening is coming, but normal is still a ways off. Restaurants opened up to dine-in patrons in at least three states on Monday, and the governor of Texas allowed movie theaters, malls, and eateries to start letting customers trickle into their establishments later this week. Across the country, an ever-changing patchwork of loosening stay-at-home orders and business restrictions have taken shape. Global markets are trading mostly higher on Tuesday, despite another major reversal in the price of U.S. crude oil. U.S. stocks were higher shortly after the open, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average Index and S&P 500 Index gaining about 1.2% and the NASDAQ Composite Index 0.67 higher. In early trading today, the Dow was up around 180 points. This is VOA News. The worldwide death toll from COVID-19 is pacing toward 212,000 with more than 3 million confirmed infections. In the United States, nearly 57,000 have died and more than a million people have been infected. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson returned to work yesterday after recovering from the coronavirus and insisted it's too risky to relax the lockdown just yet. The Prime Minister arrived back in Downing Street on Sunday to enormous challenges in front of him. The UK's death toll is well over 20,000 and rising. The economy is facing a recession, and his party and scientific advisors are divided over how and when to begin easing restrictions. Johnson's government has been criticized for failing to supply all health workers with enough personal protective equipment. It's still unclear whether something has happened to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, whose prolonged absence from the public eye amid rumors of ill health has sent the outside world scrambling for information. But while there's every reason to closely monitor Kim's health, it's highly unlikely that anything will be confirmed until North Korea makes it official. President Trump talked about the North Korean leader at his news conference yesterday.
I can't tell you exactly. Yes, I do have a very good idea, but I can't talk about it now. I just wish him well. I've had a very good relationship with Kim Jong-un. If I weren't president, you'd be in war. You would have been in war with Korea. You would have been in war with North Korea if I wasn't president. That I can tell you.
It's gathering intelligence on perhaps the world's most secretive, suspicious, and difficult-to-read country is no easy task. And there's probably nothing North Korea guards more closely than the details of Kim's health, which experts say would only be shared among a handful of members of the top elite. The U.S. Congress is moving ahead on a new coronavirus relief package, but a deepening partisan divide and uncertain scheduling could halt the federal response. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it might be time to consider a guaranteed income for Americans and insists the next bill must provide aid to state and local governments to pay police, fire, and other frontline heroes. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell counters that his priority is to shield business owners from onerous laws. Leaders announced Congress will return on May the 4th, but some lawmakers are being warned full operations may not be able to resume until sometime next year. And former Vice President Joe Biden told donors during via remote is Joe Palca on VOA News.